Topping in the morning with White Fiber. Ultra-fast broadband. Faster than your trigger finger.
Tina Moore, Never Gonna Let You Go. It's Isle of Wight Radio, 7 minutes past seven. How are we doing this morning?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Another glorious start to the day.
Did you manage to enjoy it over the weekend, though?
The weather was beautiful, but I can't say I enjoyed it. I think everyone else enjoyed it around me.
I sometimes feel that the pressure of a sunny day is just a little too much.
It is, yeah. Like, there's high expectations of actually having to go out and do things.
I know, and I don't know what those things are. Because at the weekend, we went down to Benbridge and we went to the beach there and we had...
That's really nice. Some
food on the... Well, it was a bit cloudy yesterday, but I did get a little bit of a... what's the word I'm looking for? Burnt. That's the...
so you've got a nice glow today.
Exactly. But I'm kind of thinking, I suppose this is what people do.
Yes.
When the sun comes out.
Go for a walk.
You think that everybody, when the sun comes out, is doing the same thing. Mm. Like everybody is on a paddleboard in a canoe somewhere.
I drove down Shanklin Seafront actually late afternoon and I saw people out paddleboarding and I thought that looks really cool. It actually looked quite a holiday yesterday down there.
Yeah.
Quite nice.
But you think everybody's doing this. You know, according to Instagram, everybody is doing this.
Yes.
You know, they're out on a boat or they're doing these kind of things where me...
Hashtag living their best lives.
Yeah. Doesn't that just...
Yeah, great summary, that.
It's like, really?
Hashtag making memories. Hashtag best summer ever.
Go away.
Yes.
And it comes,
some of us have got work to do.
Exactly. And it comes down to, you know, right from should I go paddleboarding, which I have no intention of doing whatsoever.
Ever.
Or should I, you know, have a barbecue? I feel a lot of pressure on people.
Oh, wanting... Sunday barbecues in the summer. There is pressure on that, isn't there?
Why not just stick to the old routine? That's what I say.
I'm a sucker for a roast dinner on a Sunday.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't think there is.
Eat it outside if you want to go. If you
want to be alfresco.
If you want to be a bit Mediterranean about things, you know.
Sunday roast outside, brilliant.
Yeah. Pass the gravy. Could you just take those flies out of it first, though? Just pass that along.
Just hang in.
How many barbecues have you had this year?
Zero.
I've been to one, but actually hosted zero.
Yeah.
I can't be bothered with it.
Barbecues, there's pressure on barbecue.
Is it because we've got to a certain age, do you think?
I just think with a barbecue, it's messy. It's left from how you had the last barbecue, isn't it? So you've still got to clean it. That's always effort.
Oh, there's always that one person, though, that you know, that after each barbecue takes it off, has the special thing to clean it all.
That proper big long brush, isn't
it? That's the one.
Yeah.
That is it, yeah. Never. Well, I had one once, but then I went to use it for something else that I thought would be good, like maybe getting paint off of something.
Oh, so then it was left outside and then you see
it all just seems a lot of extra work.
I know. Just get the two disposables, whack them on top, and there we go. Good
and
to go.
The thing is, if you're cooking, like just two or three of you, you know, you put your sausages on there, you put your burgers on there, and you've spent an hour preparing all of this, and it's cooked in 20 minutes, then you're like...
That's done.
Okay, well, now I've got just a fire hazard in my back garden.
It is. It's effort.
Lucy, barbecue?
Do you know what? You've just answered a mystery for me because I was in a DIY shop at the weekend and they had one of those brushes you just said. I was going to my daughter, do you think it's for cleaning a hose? Why is that?
It's normally got like a square, sort of square end bit, isn't it?
It's got a scrapey bit and then it's got like a wire brush.
Turn it round.
Honest to goodness, you have literally just, I've spent the whole
there
weekend.
There we go.
What was it for?
Educational, we are.
There you go. We're edutainment. That's what it is.
Exactly it.
It's 11 minutes past seven. It's Isle of Wight Radio. Who'd have thought Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the
Topping in the morning.
6 till 10. Topping in the morning.
Every morning.
Isle of Wight Radio.
Rag and Bone Man. Calvin Harrison, Giant at Isle of Wight Radio, 22 minutes past seven. So have you worked it out yet? What do you think this is? What do you think that could be? £650 if you can get it right. It's pounds for a sound with our friends at White Fibre. You can register right now if you want to play. Simple to do. Just text the word radio sound and your name to 66777 and you could be playing at around about 8:05 this morning. That would be a very nice start to the weekend, wouldn't it? It'd
be an amazing start to the weekend. Or week.
The month.
Just the year. Yeah. It'd be great just to win it.
Free cash. Everyone loves a bit of free cash. That's in Swithin's Day today.
Oh, really?
Yes, which is
Let's
good.
Not say anything more about it.
Why?
I think you end up like jinxing things like that, don't you? Do you think? That just made me a bit too superstitious.
So what do we do now? Say to everyone, if you don't know what St. Swithin's Day is, you need to Google it. This is awkward.
Go on, say what it is then.
Okay, so 40 days and 40 nights, whatever the weather is like today, we should get a similar amount.
Yes.
And for once, the Sun newspaper, I hope one of their headlines is right to say we're going to get another 3 months of sunshine.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be great?
It would. This is where I mean about, you know, being a bit superstitious about things.
Well, don't buy the Sun today then.
Don't be quoting the Sun when we do get rain.
Well, Sun newspaper, I mean.
Yeah,
Sun okay.
Newspaper.
Just wanted to get that,
yeah.
You know, just in case.
Yeah, because you jinx it, I think, sometimes when you start talking about the weather. Just go with the flow.
Is this like your parking fairies?
Yeah.
If you haven't heard about this, this is Hayley. Explain how the parking fairies work. It's a bit like Harry Potter.
Okay, the parking fairies work really well if you work with them. So if you put out to the parking fairies that, right, I'm going into Newport, I'm going into Boots. So ideally, I'd really like to sort of park, you know, in the high street, that sort of area there. Quite happy within a few spaces. Give them at least half an hour's notice and you turn up into Newport and, oh, look, wow, there's my parking space. In we go. If you leave it too late, it doesn't happen.
Do you know what?
So give yourself that time with the parking fairies.
I genuinely don't know what's going on with this show and co-hosts. You know, because you're talking about the parking fairies. Georgie on Friday was talking about being nice to a glass of water so it would pick up the positive vibes.
Oh, really? Well, it is nice to be nice.
Yes, but to a glass of water. Mm. Have a listen on the podcast. You can find out all about that. And, I mean, talk about what a load of rubbish.
Yeah.
Apparently it sends out, like, positive vibrations.
Oh, okay.
And it changes something to do with the molecules in the water.
Well, I think whatever you put out to the universe will come back.
Yeah, you see, I don't know what's going on with this show. How do we recruit?
Topping in the morning. 6 till 10. Topping in the morning.
Wake up every morning.
I love White Radio.
Kelly Clarkson, since you've been gone. It's Isle of Wight Radio. It's Monday morning, 15th of July. And a week ago, it just kind of got underway. Nobody really had a clue at just how well our athletes were going to do out in Gibraltar. And look at it. This week, we have the champion of champions from, I think, the best island. Let's welcome our athletes who have made it in this morning, only flying back over the weekend. Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. It's that Monday morning, isn't it, feeling?
We're used to it. I hope it was a little bit more exciting than that when you won the gold. Oh, yeah, won the gold.
Thanks.
Won a medal, Island Games. Blah,
they're still
blah, blah.
Exhausted.
Yeah, I was going to say, so Martin, who is... what's your official title?
I'm chairman of Team Isle of Wight. So.
Brilliant. Okay, let's get a microphone.
There's a lot there, so that was, well, my role was to make sure everybody got there, everybody had all the things they wanted, and that they were able to compete at their best without all of those worries of what am I doing and where have I got to be.
You must be incredibly proud of the team.
It's been a real emotional roller coaster. There were some highs, there were some lows, there were lots of highs, has to be said, and everybody performed at their brilliant best, and this was our biggest number of gold medals since 2001. That's huge in terms of how we did in as an island. So congratulations to everybody who competed. I just got them there. These are the guys who did all the work.
We were following the action back here on the island throughout the week, and I think everyone on the Isle of Wight had that kind of, you know, the feeling that we had during the World Cup last year, where everyone was rooting for the team. That's what it kind of felt like.
Everyone was really proud, weren't they?
Yeah, and I haven't experienced that. Probably the last time everyone was so conscious of the Island Games was when the Island Games was actually here. But everyone was rooting for you back here. Did it feel like that?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's introduce everyone first of all, yes, though, and tell us what you won.
Hi, I'm Imogen. I competed in pistol shooting. I won gold, 2 silvers, and 2 bronze.
Look at that! That is a. Did you have to extend your luggage weight allowance on
it
your
did
way
weigh
back?
Weigh a little bit, yeah. But it's worth it. So yeah, it's fine.
That's good. Who else have we got?
I'm Abby. I'm a swimmer, and I won 2 silvers and 2 bronze.
Wonderful. That's why you haven't got the super tan that everyone else has got. Yeah. They stuck you in a pool the whole time. Brilliant. Who else?
Hi, I'm Dan. I did athletics. I won a gold and a bronze, which now feels a bit budget next to these two, to be honest.
Don't put yourself down. Who else?
I'm Charlie. I won a gold and silver in the team athletics, which was half marathon.
Wow. And who else?
And hi, I'm Matt, and I won 2 gold medals in 10-metre air pistol and 50-metre free pistol.
Wow, okay. And we've got a late contender.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name? What did you win?
Megan King, and I won a bronze medal in 50-back in swimming and a bronze medal in the 4x1 medley relay.
Wow, it's just amazing. It must be one of those things that is going to live with you forever, competing out in Gibraltar. Did you actually get to see any of the island at all? Well, it's not really an island, peninsula.
So I was shooting literally every single day, all day, from 7:30 till 6:00. So my last day on Friday, managed to get up the rock, get some pictures, and saw loads of monkeys and all their babies, which was so cute. Considering one tried to steal my food the day before, come down from the range. So yeah, no, these were really, yeah, so last day.
That was a big mistake for a monkey to try and steal food from...
From
you, yeah. I was going to say, whilst practising. So what we thought we would do, in honour of you guys and the amazing achievement that you've got, we play a game called Headline or Hearsay every single morning, and I have written a very special sporting version of Headline or Hearsay. So everybody is watching at home on Facebook right now, and they will help you along. Hayley's going to play as well. Are we ready for this?
I'm ready.
I've never actually done this myself.
Oh, yeah, are you ready? Questions.
Yeah, I'm slightly nervous, but ready. So let's play. All you need to do is work out, is this made up? Is it hearsay or is it a headline? In further proof that they don't make them like they used to, Cleveland Indians pitcher Ray Cadwell recorded a complete game against Philadelphia A's in 1919 after he was struck by lightning in the middle of the ninth inning. Cadwell shook it off and got to the final in an electrifying win. Did he get struck by lightning and continue? Or have I completely just made that up? Is it headline or is it hearsay? So what's the general feeling amongst the athletes this morning? You could be part of the athletes this morning, Hayley, as well.
Well, I nearly wore my athletic wear this morning when I chose against it.
What do we think?
It sounds unlikely. I'm going with hearsay.
Personally. Hearsay. The rest of the team?
Yeah, I'll go with Martin.
he's the boss.
First time she's ever said that.
Really?
See, I think it could be a headline. I think, literally, a true sportsman.
Yes.
Weird thing to make up. I'm sure this is probably the whole point of the game. Yes. But, yeah, let's go. Let's go headline.
Okay,
I took an executive decision.
the team is split. Let's go see what Facebook says. Kevin says hearsay. Kelly says hearsay. Philip says hearsay. Sam says hearsay. Gene, hearsay. There's a... kind of pattern here. Louise says headline. Jill says hearsay. Claire says well done to all of our athletes, and it is a headline. Morning from Sunny Ride says Sharon, and Anne says hello from Bembridge. Jean is in Birmingham this morning, thinks it's headline, and Louise says very well done everybody on Team Isle of Wight, we're so very proud of you. So what do we think? Final call for headline or hearsay?
Headline, we'll do headline.
Let's go headline.
It is a headline.
There
we go. He was struck by lightning and then continued. Let's do another one. While Olympic events like solo synchronised swimming are weird enough, nothing comes close to live pigeon shooting at the 1900 Summer Games in Paris. The event actually entailed hundreds of pigeons being released in front of the competitors. For obvious reasons, this was the first and last time it was ever part of the official Olympic Games. But is it headline or hearsay? Now, we've got a shooter here.
Target.
Could you see this being a thing?
I think so.
Do you?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay, we'll keep that between ourselves, shall we? So, what do we think?
Hearsay.
There's another shooter, but not clay pigeon. I would like to think it's hearsay, but...
Okay, all right. So, this is the Olympic Games. Would this be...
I'm sure I must have heard this before. It sounds like the kind of thing that would... Yeah. Like 1900 games, they had some weird things going on. So I'm sure it's not impossible. I'll go headline.
Okay.
What's Facebook saying?
Karen says, terrible, hearsay. Kevin says it's hearsay. Anne says hearsay. Sharon says hearsay. Kelly says hearsay. Alana says hearsay as well. What do you want? Headline or hearsay?
See, I do think it's a headline. But you're saying hearsay.
No, I'm saying headline.
Headline. Let's go headline.
Yeah.
We're going headline.
Live pigeon shooting was an Olympic sport in 1900. Look at that. You're up to silver medal status. Let's go for gold, shall we? Have you ever wondered why Wimbledon tennis players play with yellow balls? Well, it might be a surprise, but it was found back in 1972 after lots of tests with pink, green and yellow that yellow balls are easier for TV audiences to see on their colour TV sets. But it wasn't until 1986 that the All England Club decided to introduce the optic yellow balls at Wimbledon. So, do we think that... yellow balls are for TV viewers, and they were only introduced in 1986 to the Wimbledon game.
Remember 1986? This lot. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm going yes, because it was. I remember them being introduced.
Do
it
you?
It was about then, yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're going headline.
I'm going headline.
Okay. What about the rest of the team?
I'm trying to think back to sort of the days of McEnroe and those sort of matches and...
What?
McEnroe?
Who's that?
A McEnroe tennis player.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Hayley, you cannot be serious. See what
nice. Well played. I think...
Maybe next time I could be your mascot.
Absolutely. Maybe. I think some of that footage, I think maybe they were different back in that era, and I think that's... Yeah, shall we go headline again?
I'll go in headline.
Headline? Yeah, go on then.
As mine was headline. Yeah.
To be fair,
girls are saying
they're
headline.
Going, we've flown all the way back from Gibraltar, coming to celebrate our medals, and we're being asked about the colour of balls. Louise says headline, Kelly says headline, Lynn says, I'm not going to read all of that, but hearsay, Philip says headline, Anne says headline, Sharon says headline, Karen says headline, Kevin says hearsay this morning, and Jean says headline. So, final call, headline or hearsay for gold, which one are you going for?
I'm
going
to go headline.
Yeah.
We're going headline. 3 out of 3.
There we go. Well done.
Headline. Well done to you. Congratulations.
That's good.
I'm guessing that this is probably the finest achievement you've had in the last 7 days, isn't it? You know.
No.
So, what would you say to somebody, Martin, who is thinking, "Do you know what? I would love to be part of Team Isle of Wight next time round." How easy is it to get on the team, and how would you go about doing it?
Well, next time around there'll be 14 sports. We only had 12 this time, so that makes it slightly easier. But yeah, get involved in sport. Sport is for everybody. We had people on the team from all across the island, all different backgrounds, from 13 years up to nearly 60, who were there and competing across all the different sports that we've got. See our website, see our Facebook page in the next few weeks, not this week, because frankly I need a rest.
Yes, I can imagine.
We'll be updating things with what sports are going, and we'll be checking with those sports over what sort of standard you need to get to. And then it's my job, or it'll be the whole committee's job, to try and help everybody get there. And if you're good enough, we firmly believe that you should be able to get there. So if there's any businesses out there who want to invest in success, invest in the Isle of Wight, then invest in these guys, because frankly they are absolutely awesome. I've cried buckets this week over this lot. It's been so emotional, and get on board that roller coaster, because really it is worth it.
Well, fantastic. From everybody here at Isle of Wight Radio and across the Isle of Wight, I think everybody would agree that you have done us absolutely proud, each and every one of you. I know that we couldn't fit all of you into the studio this morning, which is a nice thing to be able to say when we've got so many amazing athletes. Well done to you all, and thank you so much for coming in on the show. Give yourselves a big round of applause. It's Team Isle of Wight, everybody.
Topping in the morning. 6 till 10.
That's one of those songs to pick you up, make you feel good on a Monday morning, isn't it? Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name. Thank you so much to all the island athletes that came in from the Island Games with their medals. Some of them just... I was wondering why they were leaning one way, but they had so much heavy metal on them. Well done to all of them. Congratulations. Right, it is time to see if we can get ourselves another winner, this time for Cold Hard Cash. It's time for us to play
Pounds. For a sound. Win with White Fibre and I Love Wight Radio.
So, Monday morning, 15th of July. Morning, Jan. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
Whereabouts are you today?
Sunny Sandown.
Ah, oh, isn't it just gorgeous, this weather?
It's really lovely. Nice sitting out in the garden, yes.
Yeah, have you been able to enjoy it?
I have, yes. It's been quite nice around here, yes.
Okay, when you're not tanning yourself, what else are you doing?
I do the garden. I'm sitting here doing the crossword at the moment, trying to do it from yesterday, but I'm not having much luck.
Oh, you're living the dream. You're living the dream. So let's see if we can add £650 to your gardening fund.
Oh, that'd be nice.
All you need to do is work out what the sound is. This is the sound that's been driving the island crazy. What do you think it is? Now, before you say, Jan, I've got to take your first answer, and I can only take one answer. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what do you think it is?
The bank machine counting banknotes.
Bank machine. Ah, yeah, I know the thing that you mean when you see like posh people where all the
money.
Yeah, where all the money goes across. Let's find out if it's right or not.
Pounds. For a sound.
Isle of Wight Radio.
Ah, Jan, so near yet so far. It's not one of those banknote counting machines.
Oh, well, never mind.
Oh, you have a lovely day, and good luck with the crossword, eh?
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you so much for playing. So, do you know what it is? What is this sound? If you think you know, you can register to play this afternoon. But first of all, do you know what we need to do? We need to add some money to the kitty. Let's add another £15, £665. It's pounds for a sound with White Fibre. If you think you know what it is, don't dilly-dally. Get yourself registered. Text the word radio and your name with the word sound as well. So radio, sound and your name to 66777. You could be playing this afternoon and you could be finishing Monday with 665 extra pounds in your bank account. Let's get this on. It's brand new music. Whitney Houston and Kygo. This is one to just turn it up on a Monday. Think about it.
Topping in the morning. 6 till 10.
Just love that song. It's brand new. Kygo, Whitney Houston, Higher Love. It's now time for us to play today's game with no name. Now, it's just the two of us here. I don't know where Lucy's gone. She seems to have just disappeared. Anyway, so don't worry, because we can handle this. We've got this. So it's you against me.
Have you got one ready?
I kind of have, yes.
I'm hoping you have.
Yes.
Because I've got one ready.
Okay, all right. Are we ready for this? Then give me 2 seconds, actually.
Okay.
Do-do-do, talk about yourselves. Do-do-do, nothing to see here.
Nothing to see
here. Here we go.
Forrest Gump actor has started a new career in a pet shop.
Is it Tom Hanks cleans out the fish tanks?
Well, nearly there. It's Tom Hanks selling fish tanks.
Okay.
Good?
I can have that, can't I?
Yeah, you can have it.
Okay.
Is that good, though?
Yes. Yeah,
thanks.
It's all right. Yeah. How about this one? Really Wild Show and Springwatch female presenter gets caught up in the spiky twigs.
I've got no chance. I was thinking, when you were saying, like, I was thinking Chris Packham, and then you said female.
Shall I do it with the music? Hold on. So, female, Really Wild Show.
Oh, yeah.
And Springwatch presenter gets caught up in the spiky twigs. But what do we think? Oh, Lucy's joined us. Now, you can only play if you've got one yourself.
Oh, I know the answer to that one as well.
Have you got one, though?
Got one.
Have you got one? Can you quickly think of one?
Oh, no.
Is it... I got this.
Okay.
I know this one. Is it Michaela Strachan?
Yes.
Is in... Bracken. Brackets. Brambles.
No.
Oh, that doesn't even rhyme.
Even I know Strachan and Brambles doesn't.
Strachan.
Yeah, you were there, nearly there. So nearly there.
Michaela Strachan.
Come on, everyone's
stuck
in the
bracken.
Yes.
Yeah. What is bracken? Is that a word?
Give you that one. It's kind of like a thorny plant.
Is it?
Yeah, thorny sort of plant. Mm. Have you got one, Lucy?
I have actually, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh yes,
all right,
Lucy.
Here we go then.
Take That Talent visits a town in Essex.
Oh, I know this one. Is it Gary Barlow's in Harlow?
It is, yeah.
Wow, okay. Very, very good. Who needs Jamie?
Jamie who?
Jamie, what's his face? 17 minutes past 8, it's Isle of Wight Radio. That is the game with no name. Minutes to 9 across the Isle of Wight on FM 107 and 102, online at iwradio.co.uk, and of course on your smart speaker, just say play Isle of Wight Radio and there we will be.
Ta-da!
That's what we need. We need to say Google play Isle of Wight Radio.
Ta-da! Sorry. You carry on.
Okay. It's time for us to play today's test of time. Lucy's on the yes or no here.
This is, well, can I just say, this is an upgrade since I was...
Yeah.
None of that bell nonsense.
No.
Oh, I've got... Oh.
Yes. I knew it was a mistake giving you that.
I'm just going to do that. Is that all right?
Brilliant. Excellent. Okay, so we're taking you back in time. All questions based on things that happened on this day back in the day. You're right there, aren't
yeah,
you?
I'm absolutely fine. So I'm asking the questions.
If you watch the Facebook Live video.
Don't say it.
Okay. All right.
God, I hate you sometimes. I actually do.
What? I wasn't saying anything.
Right, in 2006...
Other than you need to hoist your dress up a little bit. It's almost X-rated.
I've actually gone red. Right. Just stop.
Those athletes didn't know where to look.
Stop. In 2006, what social media platform was launched this year?
2006?
Yes.
Was it Facebook?
No. Ha. Thanks, Lucy.
It wouldn't have been MySpace.
If you write something, you might say, I've something this.
I've something this? Oh,
it's a social media platform. So what are the main three?
Okay, so there's Twitter.
There we go, boom. I've tweeted this.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah? Is that 2006?
It was 2006.
Gosh, call blimey, governor.
2012, PSY...
It's no good wrapping yourself up now. The damage is done.
PSY... Right. Oh, you're horrible.
I'm just saying. It's not horrible.
In 2012, PSY
looks
debuted...
Chilly.
Right, can I just continue? You're starting to drive me mad. 2012.
Yes.
This is the third time I've said this. PSY's debuted... Debuted, there we go, on YouTube. The video was viewed over 2 million times, but what was the video of? Do you know who PSY is?
No.
Oh. You'll know this. You'll know the video.
PSY?
Yeah. I think that was like the group or something. Do you know, Lucy?
I don't know this, actually.
I have no idea.
So it was like a style of dance.
Oh, Psy.
Oh, is it? It says PSY.
Psy, Gangnam style.
Yeah, but it's got a PSY.
I was thinking, PSY? What does that stand for?
That's like some young person's rap group.
Yeah. It's not, surely that's, it can't, no, it's not New Kids on the Block.
Is that what it's called, Psy?
He's called Psy.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Well, there we go, educational. 2004. What group called the police after... Thieves stole a copy of the band's latest album.
Oh, was it Oasis?
No.
No,
let me finish.
It?
I was going to give you a clue.
Okay.
The album was called Vertigo.
Oh, U2.
There we go, yes. Yeah.
Is that it?
No, I have got another one, but to be fair, I'm not really interested how much Paul McCartney earned in his year of having a tour.
Okay, how much did he earn just out of interest?
33 million. Pocket change.
Anyway, as we were saying, if you want to see the athletes from the... Why are you looking at me like that?
I think.
Oh, hold on. They're giving me some music to play.
Oh, do you know what, Toppin? I'm going to get you for this. I'm not joking.
The Facebook video of us speaking to the athletes earlier today is online at iwradio.co.uk, or go to our Facebook page and find it there. What?
I've got a black slip on underneath what I'm wearing. And
yes, it's just a black top
underneath.
I don't
want it. Blah, 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 blah.
Wishful thinking, that's what it is.
Right, this is I'm So Tired. I'm so
tired. Topping in the morning. 6 till 10. Topping in the morning.
Wake up
every morning. I love White Radio.
I'm not a great sports person, but
clearly.
I didn't know what... But I didn't know what to do yesterday.
Oh, you didn't know what to watch?
No, because I started watching the cricket, and for the first time ever, I think I got the rules of cricket.
It's just not for, like, rounders, isn't it?
Well, no, what I mean is that the numbers, you know, when they say 342 for six.
Isn't it runs?
Yes. but then the other team finish and then they have to try and match or better that mm-hmm. that number. I don't really understand with the, you know, for the number of wickets.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
No, I'm not sure.
So I was watching that and I was thinking to myself, so much better now they're allowed to wear coloured uniforms than the white. Is that a new thing?
I think it might just be the World Cup.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was just because of the heat. They chose to wear white because of the heat.
No, it always used to be a thing.
Oh.
Then there was the tennis, and yep. I got quite into that. Mm-hmm. Still don't understand what the rules of that.
No.
They need to do a separate program
yes.
that you can get on the red button that just gives you the briefest overview of the rules. Because my wife, I was driving her mad. I'm going, right, so now he's at 40 with one of two game mat things.
Oh, no, I get tennis, actually, because you can only score if you've served.
Can you?
Yes, so if you've served, gone the initial whack, right, and then you sort of like you might lose your serve, so it goes over to the other person and then they can score them
can
after.
I just say that I am rarely the best versed person in the room when it comes to sport. But that's not true either.
Oh really? Oh. Who knew?
Brilliant. Imagine you and I sat down watching that would be a YouTube video.
How was the
right
Grand Prix?
There.
How was the
well,
Grand
the
Prix?
The other one was the Grand Prix, wasn't it? That was going on.
Simple,
as well.
Just driving around a track.
Yeah.
The Grand Prix, I think, could be condensed into about 4 minutes of highlights, I always think. If we just, yeah. you know.
Mind you, when you're there, it's a great atmosphere,
is it? Mm.
Mm.
Let's go over to court number one at Wimbledon. This is one of the highlights from yesterday.
Okay.
This was the one of the big serves from yesterday's match. That was, I think that was 1 point scored. There was another one. And finally, yeah, all of those points, game, set and match.
Topping in the morning with White Fibre. Experience the internet like never before. White Fibre, a different kind of broadband. Because we care.